So many of you are tweeting and asking, why not for four games? The league, it does appear, changed the rule from allowing up to three games in alt or throwback uniforms to up to four games beginning this season. And they have announced three games. Does that mean that they might have a fourth game in which they wear their black alts? I don't know. I'm trying to find out that answer, and I will let you know if I'm able to find out that answer. It does look like the new rule does not allow for an alt uniform to be worn in the postseason, but you can wear alternate pants in the playoffs. You have to wear your primary jersey if you make it to the Super Bowl. Let me repeat that. A secondary rule change is that teams can now wear their alternate pants in the playoffs. Previously, teams could only wear the pants from the primary section of their uniforms in the playoffs. But no alts in the Super Bowl. The Super Bowl still has to be your primary look, which I would argue that's what we just had unveiled today. Should be our primary look. I think they nailed it. Obviously, I hope that this is something that becomes permanent. I'd love the logo to come back. I don't think that's dead, but it's not going to be a part of it this year. And clearly, I'd love the old name back, but that is dead. But I think given everything that they've, you know, been tasked with fixing that they can fix, I think specific to this, I think they nailed it. This from All Flats on Twitter. Kevin, you're still not getting it. Emotional attachment or detachment means everything. Not halfway there. This is McDowell's, not McDonald's. This is Charlestown, not Vegas. You're congratulating them for rubbing it in our face by reminding us of what we'll never have. Yeah, I think that's a really good tweet, and I understand where you're coming from, All Flats. I do. But what would you prefer? Would you prefer to watch them in these cranberry and whites? You know, this is what they can do. But you're right. Like, attachment is attachment. Detachment's detachment. And that is a branding term, something I'm sure Mark Klaus is very familiar with, and he's doing his best. I give them a lot of credit for this. You know, imagine if this last regime, like the regime between 2020 and this past year, if they were in charge of creating the alts and trying to tie it back to something that reminded us of the past, they would have butchered it. You needed people that really understood it. And Josh Harris and Mark Ein and Mitch Rales and many in that ownership group and many in that organization, they get it. And a guy like Mark Klaus clearly gets it. Let's go to Eric in Norfolk or Norfolk. Eric, go ahead. Eric, you there? No, Eric. Let's go to Johnny in D.C. Johnny, go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's up, Johnny?
I just wanted to say I love the new uniform, but I'm not going to buy it. I know this, the new regime, and I've been giving them the benefit of the doubt thus far, because like we did, we got Jaden Daniels, and we did win last year. So I have been giving them the benefit of the doubt, but unfortunately for myself, this feels like a Dan Snyder move. It feels like a cash grab. Let's give them something, and we'll sell a whole bunch of them, but we won't give them what they want. And my suggestion to fans are, don't buy it. We run things. That's what Daniel Snyder showed us, and what everything showed us from what happened with Daniel Snyder is we run this. And if we decide not to buy this stuff and we don't spend the money on it, watch how fast the Redskin name come back. You wear your Redskin gear to the game. You sing hail to the Redskins when we score touchdowns, and watch how fast the NFL gets the message. But if we play along and we buy the uniforms and we don't stand up for what we want, we won't get it. We definitely won't get it. It won't come back for sure then, but if we show the NFL we want the name bad enough, it'll come back.
Yeah, Johnny, the name's not coming back. The $26 billion from corporate sponsors and networks is the lifeblood. And there will be plenty of people, including opponents' fans, to buy tickets, as we saw for basically 5, 6, 7 years, and invade the stadium.
Because they can't sell that new jersey.
Yeah.
Once the Commanders start losing,
guess what? They're going to sell the new jersey
because they can't sell those new uniforms. And the fans are showing up, showing them what they want.
What if they made those jerseys permanent?
Let's make Mitchell
Johnny, stop talking for a second. Slow down. Okay.
In uniforms, old school uniforms.
Move on from Johnny. So, if they end up making them permanent, I don't know if that would have been satisfactory. Johnny is in the category, which I totally empathize with, that he's not spending dime one until the whole kit and caboodle comes back. I'm just more realistic, and I know that part of that whole kit and caboodle, Redskins, is not coming back. So you got to make a choice. And look, I have plenty of friends that have chosen to move on. Plenty of friends that this uniform isn't going to solve anything for them. They'll look at it. They'll be excited about it. But they're still going to say, they're wearing them against the Seahawks. And the announcer's saying, Commanders have a 21-17 lead. And you're like, who? So there's still that. But that name's done. It's done. It sucks. It's done. What they can control, what they can do as it relates to this, I think they got it right. And it made me feel a little bit more passionate this morning looking at them. I just wish they could wear them for every single game this season. Let's go to Owen. Owen's been on hold for a while. Owen, thanks. Owen's calling from Dallas. Owen, go ahead.
Hey, Kevin, good morning. Don't know what that last guy's problem was. I love the uniforms. Definitely is a great...
Well, he wants everything back. He's not going to be happy. I know a lot of people this way.
Yeah.
Many friends of mine. It's just never going to feel the same to them until the old name comes back. And I feel that way, too, to a certain degree. But that old name's not coming back.
Yeah, of course. And I want it back too, but I've kind of accepted defeat on this, and it is whatever. But speaking upon the uniforms, I love them. I think the ownership got it down to every correct detail. They got the stripes right. They got the correct shade of burgundy. Finally, we have a smart enough ownership group that can get the right color of burgundy. And I think what's really smart in what they did is they kept Commanders completely off this uniform. They kept it as Washington branding, right. Which I think was really smart. One thing, I don't love the matte helmets. I wish they were glossy, then they would be true. Traditional, but that's okay. Another thing is, I know it's tradition that we wore these uniforms during home games, but what I don't love about this now is we're going to have to wear those Cranberry, Stanford, Louisville jerseys more than, the burgundy ones, which,
That depends on what they decide to wear at home for their other four home games and what the home team for their road games decides to wear. I mean, if the road team's wearing white, the Washington will have to wear dark jerseys. It won't be the Cranberry and white.
Yeah. Anyways, I do love the uniforms. I think they got it right, and we're kind of away from the Rivera and Jason Wright regime of just complete blunders.
Yeah, as long as this is the first step towards something more permanent.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But anyways, that's my call.
Thanks, really appreciate it, Owen. Let's go to our guy Joe in Springfield. Joe, go ahead.
Hey, Kevin, what's going on?
How are you, Joe?
First of all, let me just say this is a nice early birthday gift for me with my birthday being Friday that we're bringing back these uniforms. I really appreciate that, and that's awesome to see that. This ownership has once again got it right.
They knew it was your birthday on Friday. They were talking about it holding off until Friday, but they needed to get it out on a Wednesday, midweek. Go ahead.
Yeah. But I do have 3 points to make. I mean, and one of them is and two are questions, and the third is the last point. I'll leave you, and I'll hang up afterwards. With the three home games, and I know they're just talking about maybe there's a possibly a fourth one. why not have that possibly with the uniform for the homecoming game, which they haven't announced yet? I mean, look what they did last year when they had the Daryl Green jersey retirement. That was a big turnout. You have the uniforms for a homecoming game. That would be interesting to see. I mean, you have very limited with your home games.
I don't know when the homecoming game is. How do you know that one of those three games isn't the homecoming game? I hate, by the way, calling it the homecoming game. Isn't it called the alumni weekend game or something?
It's usually alumni weekend.
Yeah, calling it the homecoming game. Was it Deshaun Foster, the Carolina running back, and he just completely eviscerated.
D'Angelo Williams,
thank you. Yes.
Yeah. So my second point is, I remember last year when Dan Quinn was doing his press conference in training camp, he had like a commander's shirt with the W and the feather on there.
Right.
Why not put the feather attached to the W logo on the helmet? That could start a little trend too. I mean, that'd be kind of cool to see. Third and final point. Once again, this ownership gets it. They didn't leak out information. They surprised the fans by building.
Well, they did leak out something last week, and I mean, we got the W on the helmet, which was an indication that this was going to be a part of the alt. But didn't they? A lot of you are tweeting, and I'm trying to keep up with all of it. But a lot of you are like, you're upset because there was the Jaden Arrow feather helmet pick that was out there. That went viral.
Maybe that's the spear.
The fourth uniform they will use in the future. You never know.
Yeah.
I mean, who knows? But anyway, so those are
all right. Cool. Thanks, Joe. Happy birthday early, brother. Appreciate it. Let's go to John. John, go ahead.
Hey, Kevin. John.
What's
Oklahoma.
Up, John? Yep, John in Oklahoma. What's going on, man?
Hey. All right, man. How you doing? Hey, Kevin, I wish I was about half as enthused as you are, buddy, but I can't say that I'm even that enthused at all, to be honest with you.
Okay.
That color they got that's wearing looks like my great grandmother's robe, and that mustard, I don't even know what to tell you about that.
What are you talking about? This is the championship uniform minus the helmet.
I'm talking about the rest of the season. We got to wear that other color.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay, come on. That looks like my great grandmother's robe.
So what if these become permanent in 2026? Will you feel any different?
Okay. But still, you know, I'm not buying none of it, Kevin. I'd be honest with you. I'm a 55-year-old fan. 55 years I've been a fan. I'm turned 63 the other day. But anyway, listen, you know, I'm like Johnny in D.C., man. You know, that's just a small, almost like a Snyder move, man. I mean, a little bit here, but.
Come on, man. Snyder wouldn't have gotten it right. He wouldn't have gotten it right.
Well, man, listen, three games? What is three dead-gum games, Kevin?
That's what you're allowed. We think you're allowed four.
If Eddie gave us, Kevin, listen, if Eddie gave us his colors the whole season, our colors give us the whole season.
Because you can't do it that quickly. There are league rules around changing your uniform. This is, I think, the first step to something more permanent.
Okay, then I didn't know that before, Kevin. I'm saying timing. I'm still thinking timing, but I would like to see him the whole year if I could. Okay, I got
me
it.
Too.
But still,
me too. But I think they're doing what they are allowed to do. Although we're still a little bit in a gray area on the fourth alt game opportunity. Maybe they're just saving it for another moment. But that was not a press release that they put out. What else, John?
I didn't know about the other coach. Man, you know, I've been so long, I'm just not going to buy that stuff. But anyway, Kevin, hey, I love the show, brother. I mean, I love you to death.
Thanks, John.
Never been more in touch with this team until I got this radio station. You know what I'm saying? Been in Oklahoma, all you hear is Dallas out here. You know, I'm 200 miles north. But anyway, you know, I'm a Redskin fan. I live out here with all Native Americans. And, you know, I told you before, they just feel like they're getting rid of some out of history. You're not going to please every Native Americans like they say, 8 out of 10. Well, you know, what about the 8 Native Americans? You just say, heck, with the other 10, 2, you know? I mean, come on, man.
The other hand.
It's what it is, no, Kevin. It's what it is.
You know how I feel.
Brother, I live out here. I know.
Cooley went to 25 reservations with the team, and not one was there any pushback. They all wanted the name to stay.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying, man.
But this is where we are.
Exactly.
This is where we are, John. The summer, summer 2020, and FedEx, and Fred Smith, and Snyder behaving like the terrible person he was. It cost us that. I just know that,
man,
this is what they can do this year. They couldn't go to this uniform as a permanent uniform this year. Maybe next year.
Kevin, I got one more thing to say. I think in time, once we get this property nailed down and we can break ground and they can't suck it out from underneath us, I see, you know, progression definitely with the emblem. Maybe not Redskins, but I can see skins. I can't, because skins don't affect anybody, man. You can relate to that with anybody's skin color. But the logo, you know, it's not offensive. We all know that. Like you said this morning, 10 times, it's not offending nobody. So
we know
I'm thinking in time. I'm thinking in time, you know.
No, I think the logo could be a part of something, you know, down the road. Maybe even next year.
I really do.
John,
I really do.
Yeah, John, always good to hear your voice, man. Thanks for calling. Appreciate it.
I'm listening, Kev.
Yep. Let's go to our guy, Kev. Kevin in Arlington. Kevin, go ahead.
Hey, Kev. How you doing, buddy?
I'm good. What do you think?
Man, I am thrilled.
You texted me. I didn't read it. What do you think?
Well, I love it. And I know Rick Doc Walker, you know, didn't Rick coin the term championship uniforms? I think he may have, but certainly he's always.
Yeah, I think CJ and Doc, basically. I don't know which one said it first, but, you know, whenever we had uniform talk, it was these are the championship uniforms, not the gold pants, which is true, as you know.
Yes. Yeah. So it's fabulous. They knocked it out of the park. I'm very excited. If they go in 26 to this or something very close to this is more permanent, great. I have just two other points I want to make, and one was in the text. Actually, and the only reason I know this, Kevin, is because it was Sonny's first game in Washington against his former team, the Eagles, back in 64. But we wore white jerseys that day. So
oh, really? At home?
Before, but it wasn't.
Yeah. Well, I said that it may have happened before. You know me. George Allen's 71 season is the first that I legitimately remember.
Sure. Sure. I'm just trying to be the historian for the show.
Whenever
I can step in. The other thing is this, and I think I may have asked you about this in a text previously, and this isn't the fight for today. And like the last caller said, you know, we have to play the long game, us old timers who would like to, at a minimum, get the logo back. And I think the logo should come back. And what I've never heard is the following. Why can we not return to the original name of the franchise? We were the Boston Braves. The only reason George Preston Marshall switched the name from Braves to Redskins was at the time he owned both the Red Sox and he wanted for you know the alliteration of having the Red Sox and the Redskins both playing in Fenway. Anyway, but going back to Braves, there's nothing offensive about Braves. Warriors, you can see people say, oh, why praise warmongers? You know, we live in Washington. We're political. There is nothing wrong with Braves. It was the original name. There's no reason we shouldn't be able to reclaim that name and that patent, what have you. And I'm hopeful that, you know, after, as this guy just said, they break ground and the stadium's being built, it can't be, you know, fought any longer, that they consider, because that logo means so much. The whole brand attachment issue you were talking about, it's really, to me, it's more the logo and the feel and all of that as much as that name. Okay, that's just what I think. We'll have to see. I don't hate Commanders. As I've said to others today, this is the Skins, this is the Washington football team, this is Commanders. We're all of those things. The team has been all of those things in my lifetime and in my kids' lifetimes. So, and they love the team too. That's what I think.
Thanks, Kev. Appreciate it. Good call. Everybody on hold, and I want to give all of you a chance to weigh in. So we will stick with this for at least another segment. So if you're on hold, Eric, Billy, Van, Sabah's on hold. All right, just saw that. I can guess what she's going to say, but we'll let her say it for herself. 301-230-0980. They unveiled the alt uniform for the 2025 season. It is a throwback to their Super Bowl championship uniforms. It looks exactly like the 82, 87, 91, I'm sure there were subtle differences with all of them, but looks like the team that we spent our whole lives rooting for, minus the helmet, which does have the current logo, the W, on it. What do you think? 301-230-0980. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980, theteam980.com. You can also stream us on our Team 980 YouTube page. When you get there, hit the subscribe button and hit the like button as well.